Good afternoon, everybody. Brian here, quantlabs.net, April 12th, 2:14 Eastern Time. In this podcast, I want to talk about something that could radically shift my thinking on automated trading and, you know, just the programming aspect of things. So back in October, November of 2023, I looked at, with TradingView, there's a severe limitation on what they call automated trading. We call it algo trading, whatever you want. Systematic trading. So basically what the limitation is that you have all these brokers, you can build out your strategies and trade in an automated way. But the problem is it only goes so far where it will give you an alert and then you have to manually trade that instrument by clicking on buttons. So that's not fully automated as we want. Now, I do believe that, and I've said this before, TradingView has that in place because once they go into automated with exchanges and brokers and all that, that means that they could be now regulated because now they're providing an automated trading system. Here in Ontario, those sort of things need to be registered with our local province of Ontario. So that's how tightly regulated regional and national regulators are. So I think on purpose is why they opt and put this limit in place. But you can get around that by building out your own solutions by using webhooks, email, and other ways to deliver the trading signal. So most people will use webhooks. Now, when I looked at this in November, October, you know, I looked at others and they didn't look as easy or they're very expensive. So I didn't pursue services. So I tried to build my own, which I did. I built a whole course around it, all done in Python. I've been running it for, I'll say, 5-6 months. I will say it worked, but you're not going to get wild profit as you may think unless you're really, really on this thing day and night. And you always have to maintain things. The other problem with this type of methodology, we'll call it rolling your own solution for this. If you want, you can do it locally on a system, on a computer. But when you want it, in my case, you want to travel, then you have to get it hosted somewhere online in a cloud environment. Now, the scary part is if you get a hacker that does get access to this script, it can be very, very damaging. So let's say you build up an account of 50, 100, 250, maybe even $500,000 account. This is going to be a hacker's wet dream because these demented people are in the business to really screw people over. That's how they live. That's how they thrive. So again, when you publicly expose this sort of thing online, if it's via cloud or service, it's a problem. So there are services that will do this for you. So after the last couple of weeks trying to debug another change, another hiccup, and when TradingView sends out, in my case, an email, it can throw off your programming and what was working. So as a result, you get frustrated and it could happen again and again, and it's always unannounced. You only know about it when the thing stops working or doesn't work as you would expect. So as a result, I've gone back yesterday looking at these type of services out there. There's one called tradingpost.io. That's the website. And they provide the solution. It's fairly expensive, but at the same time, it's going to save you a lot of time because when you're working on your own solution, rolling your own, you're spending time trying to debug, fix, implement. Where you're spending something as like $80 a month, you're saving yourself a lot of that time and to put it into much more productive things. Some people like to be challenged by that. That's fine. I can be like that. But as I get older, I have less patience for it. So I don't have any affiliation with this Traders Post.io. I may down in the future. I'm just going to read you what the site says, something I'm going to implement and test. They have a 7-day trial, so I'll test it next week. I may do some videos on this for YouTube as I go through it, but I just wanted to introduce it to you on how it works. So here's the big thing. I didn't really pay a lot of attention to it because of the brokers they support. I don't know when they added interactive brokers, but I do like interactive brokers somewhat. Cheap commission, it's friendly, it runs on Linux, da-da-da. And that's what brought me into TradingView, because of the support with Interactive Brokers. So now Their support here with this service, TraderPost.io, now supports interactive brokers. As it says, it will work with TradingView. And some of the support brokers are your usual TradeStation, TD Ameritrade, Coinbase, which is for crypto. But they are saying that they are bringing out support soon for Kraken, which is ideal for me because I like Kraken a lot on crypto. And the other support is with Alpaca and, dare I say, Robinhood for all the kitties out there. So this is how it works. So they say TraderPost can automate the stock, crypto, option, futures, trading strategies. And remember, you can do this without programming. That's very important. So you can build your own strategies using the software like TradingView. And there's another one, TradingSpider, I have no idea. Now, they say it's simple and easy to work. You focus on your strategy, which is true, and we take care of executing it directly to your broker. That is a big, big, big advantage. Okay. It also says here it works with Python, JavaScript, PHP, and MetaTrader, and Zapier, and FTTT. So what you do is you send the alerts to Traders Post. So in our case, I've explained in another podcast, you can send out an alert from your instrument in the chart, and then you send that alert using webhooks to TraderPost, and then it executes the trade for you. Don't ask me how fast it is. Now, this is another key point, is that there's a lot of the already mentioned brokers out there. So through TraderPost, you can manage and monitor your trades. You have it span across multiple accounts as well. So if you are familiar with the trading, you'll know what I mean there. Because the reporting on something like, well, I think it's getting better on Interactive Brokers is getting better. But there are other software, journaling software that you can use that will highlight some of the patterns in your trading, what you choose, when you choose, and then like to optimize your trade so you can get rid of the dogs that are making your portfolio lose. Okay, so continuing along with TraderPost.io. So they claim it's an all-in-one platform, makes trading faster and easier. Very true from what I see. You pick your preferred broker from the list, and you connect your strategies from TradingView. And then you can fully automate all this. And again, there is no need for backtesting for programming. You don't need to know how to code. And when I say that, I'm pretty well accurate. It's just the only thing you may need to do is the webhook. You grab the URL for the webhook, and that's going to obviously be provided by Traders Post. And then also the payload within the alert, which is going to be some JSON format, and that's easily in their documents from what I've seen. So these are the highlights here. If you can do backtesting, so we know the sophistication with TradingView on that. So with TradingView, obviously you can place your orders through that from your TradingView strategies. And always, always remember, I just explained in a prior podcast about co-generating potential TradingView strategies or any strategy. Using the AI out there like Google Gemini, Microsoft Copilot, and the one that looked really good that's surprising me is StarCoder 2. So I go through that in another podcast. So you can definitely, there's trader paper accounts here in TraderPost.io, and that's, you can do all that before you start trading live money. My concept's a little different. And as I said, they have the webhook. So you send your trading signals to TraderPost from, as I said, their easy to use webhooks. And then you can get notifications from your automated trading strategy. Again, this can be how TraderPost works is they have different, what they call asset classes. So that's provided via stocks, options, crypto now with the Coinbase support. And they're also working soon on Forex. So what brokers are for that, I don't know. The one that seems very popular on TradingView is Owanda, and highly rated. Also continuing along, some of the bigger advantages with TraderPost, You could have multiple accounts. You could have, as I said, you could have one account for Coinbase for your crypto. You could have another one for Interactive Brokers. And if you expand into futures and options, maybe you could use TradeStation for that. I'm sure this will get bigger and better as they grow, as this company grows, TraderPost grows. But for now, it's doable. And again, the other big thing for most people is a unified trading UI user interface. They say it's mobile friendly. I'm not sure if there's a mobile edition for these, the service. So it says here, TraderPost works great on mobile devices too, in addition to desktop. I'm sure you already know for these sort of things, to do it on a phone might not be the best, but definitely can do it on a tablet. Also, broker API, unified standardized broker API that makes it easy to build trading functionality to your application. So if you're using Python, TraderPost sounds like they have their own API, so you can do your own thing using it, set some of the other languages that they support here, like PHP, JavaScript, and Python. They claim TraderPost has over 6,000 traders around the world, 4 million transactions, 50 million under management. That's pretty good. So they have here other services. I'm not going to get into them. They have here eToro, CryptoHopper. Three commas is in there. Quant Connect, Pine Connect, AutoView, and Alertatron. So those are the competitors, and they have probably an analysis of why TraderPost is bigger. They do have a demo video. They have their usual reviewers. So it looks pretty sophisticated. They do have quite a high rating on Trustpilot. So I just wanted to let you know about that, and it looks pretty interesting. I'll let you know the results as I start this seven-day trial starting Monday. Make some videos out of it as well. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you later. Have a good day. Oh, yeah. Don't forget, get on my TradingView account. I'll put the link in there. We also got our Watch What I Trade via my Substack. And more importantly, get on the Discord as well. Talk about it. Over and out. Later.